Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe. And Brian, the Patriots get it done again here at Gillette Stadium, a win over Tampa Bay. They are now 3-0 heading into week four.
And you want to be 3-0 after three games. You can't get much better than that. I feel like there's still a lot of questions about this team and still a lot of, you know, that question of what do we really know about this team? But this was a thorough win against a team that all week we heard about how they're 0-2, but they've lost two games by really narrow margins. Well, they didn't impress me too much out there, and the Patriots handled the Bucs really well. Obviously, defensively, to come off the field having not allowed a touchdown is a huge source of pride for a defense, regardless of who the quarterback is, the offense you're facing, and there were some strides in the offense.
And that's what Vince Wilfork had said. He said, it's always our goal to keep the other team with as little points as possible. That's exactly what they did, but still a lot of football left to be played as they go on. So what can we really say about this team as they stand at week three?
Yeah, I think the big thing that we take away from this is the offense and the growth of some of these rookie wide receivers. It wasn't perfect by any means, but you see Kenbrell Tompkins with two touchdown receptions. You see Aaron Dobson, a big third down conversion at one point in the game, a big fourth down conversion. It still wasn't perfect. But the real trick about all this is the question, well, does Tom Brady trust these guys? He doesn't have a choice. They had four wide receivers dressed today. Three of them were rookies. He's going to have to throw the ball to them. There were encouraging signs from them. I think that's one of the big takeaways.
And Brandon Bolden's first game back, and he was catching passes. He wasn't just running the ball. He was taking a lot of snaps from Brady as well.
A potential spark, I think, as this team goes ahead.
Kind of maybe replacing a little bit of that Shane Vereen
role
until he comes back.
Yep.
Well, let's talk about the end of the first half. What are some things? That's when you said the game was kind of sealed for you at that point. What are some things that stuck out?
Well, that end of the first half, you know, the Patriots score to go up 14-3. The Bucs have the ball with 45 seconds left. Bucs are going to get the ball to begin the second half. Well, Josh Freeman throws an interception, Aqib Talib with a big pick near midfield. The Patriots are able to get 3 points out of that. When the other team has the ball to start a possession with 45 seconds left in a half, and you end up getting 3 points, I think it's a big boost going into halftime. I think 17-3 with momentum. I think to me at that point the game was really all but decided. I thought I just didn't see enough out of the Buccaneers to think they'd be able to come back. That end of the first half sequence was huge.
Being able to put a stop to Doug Martin and Vincent Jackson, I think, was definitely huge
as
well. All right, well, we'll have plenty more coverage as we go on throughout the week as the Patriots get ready for week four in Atlanta, but that will do it for Brian and myself for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.